Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Joe, and this morning we are going to be jumping into God's Word and learning a little bit about what He has in store for us in the new year. So happy new year to each and every one of you, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Would you join with me as we pray together today? Well, Father God, we just want to come before You this morning. And Lord, we want to give this time to You. We want to learn from Your Word. God, we are asking that You would reveal to us what You want to teach this morning. Lord, as we start out this brand new year, would You get me out of the way and would You teach us what You want to be taught? God, thank You so much for giving us the opportunity to come together today and meeting online, meeting in person, continuing to stay connected as one body of Christ. Lord, we are so grateful for that gift. And Lord, this morning, more than ever before, would You help us to understand what it means to follow after You. In Your name, amen. Well, as I mentioned, it is a new year. Thank you so much for joining us today. Man, I cannot believe that we are officially in 2021. And happy new year to all of you guys. I'm sure that this past week, things were a little bit different as we celebrated the new year holiday. Maybe you stayed home, maybe you stayed away from family and friends, and you kind of worshiped in more of a low-key way. I know for me, that's really been a lot of what 2020 has been all about. It's just been doing things differently. But we have a brand new year to look forward to, and for once, we have something in a new year to really take hold of and take control of. And what I'm talking about is New Year's resolutions. Yeah, that's a big tradition around the New Year holiday. It's something that all of us look forward to doing, or maybe some of us just like to avoid altogether. But I'll tell you what, I was in my gym yesterday, and it was definitely full with a lot of brand new faces, a lot of people who were trying to keep up with their brand new New Year's resolution. And it's something that we really can control. That's kind of cool, right? When you think about what 2020 has been and all the things that we could not control, the pandemic, what's been going around our country, the forest fires, definitely here locally and all over the world. There's been a lot of things that we really can't control. But one of the things that's kind of cool about the new year is that we can control what we do for a New Year's resolution. And yeah, like I mentioned, when I was at the gym yesterday, man, there were a lot of people who were trying to take control of a little part of their life by jumping into something new and trying something different maybe this year. Maybe you have thought about a New Year's resolution. Maybe you've thought about something that you want to do this year that's going to be a little bit different from the years before. Maybe you want to change or tweak an aspect of yourself, something to make your life a little bit better, something to make you a little bit better, or maybe make you a better influence on someone else. New Year's resolutions are a great thing. I think they're phenomenal. They're a great way for us to improve ourselves. And maybe you're familiar with this. I'm sure that these have come across your mind over years past, but the most popular resolutions for 2021, I took a look at a list online of just a few of the top resolutions for 2021, but here are the top four. And these shouldn't be a surprise to anybody because every single year, it seems like these are the exact same resolutions. But sure enough, at the very top, as it is almost every single year, in 2021, a survey showed that the vast majority of Americans want to get fit in 2021. That is the number one New Year's resolution, as it seems to be almost every single year. Number two, at kind of a distant second, but number two was paying off debt and getting a little bit more financially secure in 2021. Number three was to learn a new skill, to go back to school, maybe learn a new language, do something different with your life. That's always a very popular resolution. And then number four on the list was starting a new job or starting a new career, going in a new direction in your professional life. All really good resolutions, all great things to pursue and directions to follow. And every single time we get into a new year, we always have an opportunity to think to ourselves, what type of path, what type of direction do I want to go as I enter into the new months ahead? You know, my wife and I, we were hanging out over the holidays with family and friends, and my sister-in-law, she mentioned something that really kind of blew me away because she said for 2021, her New Year's resolution is to run a marathon. Run a marathon. That's something that just blows my mind. Now, I know even as I'm talking right now, we've got some runners in our church family, and you guys are like, yeah, I've been there, done that, no big deal. But for somebody like me, where I max out at like 2 or 3 miles to think about doing that for 26 miles. It scares me half to death. So we're talking to my sister-in-law and she's talking about how she wants to run a marathon in 2021. And I'm just blown away by what a cool resolution that would be. How she wants to make getting fit and doing something, pushing her body past the physical limits that she's ever had before, is really inspiring to me. Maybe this year in 2021, you are planning on making a resolution to be something that you've never done before. You know, we're talking a little bit about getting fit and trying to exercise, get back into shape. And that's a big part of every single new year. Whether you're like my sister-in-law who wants to run after a marathon and just tackle a whole bunch of miles at once, which I could never ever do. Or maybe you're somebody who just wants to lose a few pounds or you want to try to tweak a couple different aspects of your body. You know, I totally get it. It's the most popular New Year's resolution and it has been for years and years and years. And in my own fitness journey, and I've been there because for me, growing up as a kid, I was a scrawny little kid and I had a really hard time packing on the muscle. I had a really hard time lifting heavy things. And it was hard for me to go in the gym. When I was in high school, I was embarrassed to go in the gym because I felt like everybody else could do way more weight than I could do. They were just much more fit than I was. And I kind of avoided the gym for quite a while when I was a young guy. And that's hard. You know, there are different parts of life that are just hard for us, uniquely hard for us. Maybe we feel inferior or we feel inadequate because we're not quite as accomplished as somebody else. And I know for me, for a long time, my physical journey, trying to become fit, trying to become somebody who I thought could be in shape, that was a difficult journey for me. So maybe this year, as you are looking to 2021, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, maybe I need to make a physical change as my New Year's resolution. And I would say that's amazing, that's incredible, that's awesome. I wanna encourage you along in that. Maybe you're looking at yourself and your physical journey is to accept and love who you are as a person, to embrace your body because you are perfect. You are fearfully and wonderfully made according to Psalm 139. But did you know that the Bible actually talks about physical fitness? I never knew that until I got to college and I had a professor one time and he pointed it out to me. He was a teacher of mine. He said, hey, the Bible talks about getting fit. Did you know that? So if you're thinking about this New Year's resolution, you're like, maybe I should get in shape, but does that make me like a vapid or a shallow person? Well, guess what? The Bible talks about it. Check this out, you guys. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, for physical training is of some value. Physical training has value according to God. For physical training is of some value. But you got to go on and finish the rest of the verse. It says this, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. You see, physical training definitely has value in God's eyes. But it's just a fraction of the importance that God has on godliness, on righteousness, on having a Christ-like life. And for a lot of us, when we think of New Year's resolutions or we think of New Year's in general, we typically think more in the physical. We typically think more about our bodies, we think more about our social status, more about our wealth, all material or physical things. And yet for a lot of us, we do not think about making a spiritual resolution in the new year. Did you know that a resolution is defined as making a firm decision to not or to do something? That's what a resolution means. It's making a firm decision to do something or not to do something. And for a lot of us, when it comes to the brand new year, as we just jumped in with 2021, for a lot of us, we've made some decisions to make a firm commitment to either a physical aspect of ourselves or maybe a social aspect of ourselves or a material aspect of ourselves. But the more I talk to people as we get into New Year's and as we've celebrated New Year's Day in years past, the more I've talked to people, the more I've learned that we have avoided spiritual resolutions in our life. So this morning, here's what I want to do. I want to take a little bit of our time. I want to dive into God's Word. I want to challenge you this year. Would you make a spiritual resolution in 2021? Whatever you've done for your physical body, whatever you're planning to do for your social standing, your social life, whatever you're planning to do for any other resolutions, that's great, that's fine, that's good. But this morning, I want to challenge you to think seriously about making a spiritual resolution in 2021. Check this out. It's really simple, and here's the main question for today. Would you make a resolution to follow God in 2021? Now let's think about that for a second. Would you make a resolution? Would you make a firm decision this year to follow God? Man, that's powerful stuff. Check it out. In John 8:12, Jesus says this. When he spoke again to his disciples, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Did you catch that? Whoever follows me. You see, what I'm asking you to do this year, more than any other year before, is to make a firm decision to follow Jesus. And you know what's so cool? When you follow Jesus, you don't have to walk in the darkness, but you can walk in the light of life. That's exactly what he promises here in John 8. So today, for maybe the first time, would you consider following God and making that your New Year's resolution? Now, you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, I've been following God like 20, 30 years out of my life. I've been with God basically my entire life. I don't know of a life any different from God. And you know what? That's amazing. Praise God for that experience in your life. Praise God that you have had such a close relationship with Him over the years. But even for you too, and I'm in that boat as well. I've been following God for probably 20 years now. I've been going to church my entire life. I grew up in a Christian family, and I attended Sunday morning services as long back as I can remember. And I get it. But at the same time, do we not remember that making that commitment to God years ago has to stay consistent and active every single day, every single month, every single year that we are alive? You know, I mentioned to you guys about my own physical journey with working out and getting fit. And, you know, when I was about 18 years old and scared to death to go into a gym, having a hard time benching the bar. And if you're not familiar with a bar, it's a 45-pound piece of metal. And it's used as the basis to put all the other weight on. So it's considered the minimum amount of weight. And I had a hard time pushing that thing up when I was a 17-year-old guy. I had a tough time because I was a small, scrawny kid. If I would have gone back then and said, I'm going to make a resolution to change my body shape and I'm going to work out every single day, and I made a firm decision to get in the gym, but then after that first week of going and working out, I never went back to the gym again, I wouldn't have made much of a resolution. You see, 1 Timothy 4:8 tells us that physical training has some value, but godliness has value in all things. And for a lot of us who go to church on a regular basis, sometimes we get a little bit stale, we get a little bit stagnant with our relationship with God, and we realize that we haven't put a lot of work into that relationship lately. And you understand, just as you're sitting there at home and I'm here and we're talking together, you would understand that if we make a resolution to change an aspect of ourselves and we only do it a couple of times and we just stop, that change is probably never going to happen. Those habits are never going to form. And for a lot of people who are in the church, they believe in God, but they really haven't put a lot of work into their relationship with God. And therefore, that relationship has become stale. That resolution no longer has the same weight that it once did. So as we talk today, would you make a resolution to follow God? My challenge is this. If you are going to church and you've been a part of church your entire life, would you seriously look at yourself in the mirror? And would you tell yourself honestly, hey, I haven't been making much of a firm decision to follow God lately? Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe this morning you are thinking to yourself, I've never made a firm resolution to follow God, and that's okay too. But maybe you're in that boat where you've been coming to church for a long time. You consider yourself a Christian for a long time, and yet you need to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? Maybe I need to make a recommitment. Maybe I need to resolve myself to following God once again. You see, Jesus lays it out for us this way. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said to his disciples, he says this, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. You see, to follow Christ is not an annual resolution. To follow Christ isn't even a monthly resolution. If we want to follow Jesus, he says it right here, take up your cross and follow me daily. Every single day, we have got to make a resolution. We've got to make a firm decision to follow God. And as we've talked about in 1 Timothy 4:8, godliness is the most important thing that we could ever pursue in our lives. It has ramifications not only in this life, but also in the next. And Jesus is telling his disciples here, you have to do this every single day. Take up your cross and follow me. And that's so hard because when we start a brand new commitment to something, it is very hard to get in a habit of doing it every single day. But that is what makes the results. One thing I love about being a part of the gym that I go to is seeing people and starting to form relationships and having conversations with people who are new to a gym life. In January, it's always fun to meet some new faces and say hello and get to know people. And then in February and March and April, guess what? Those new faces seem to disappear. But every single year, there's always somebody that hangs around through May and June and July, and it's into October and November, and you know what happens? After making those months and months and months of routine and habitual commitment, those people change. From a physical standpoint, they start growing endurance and they start growing strength, and you can start seeing that the goals they have are being achieved. Why? Because they put in the work daily. In a much more important context, to follow Jesus has to be a daily resolution. Have you ever thought about that before? It's not about what we did last week. It's not about what we did last month, what mission trip we went on when we were kids, what church we've been a part of for the last 5 to 10 years. It's not about that. It's about where is our relationship with Jesus today? Where is that relationship going to be tomorrow? Because following Jesus is a daily resolution. And that's very hard for a lot of people to understand, but what I want to try to do here is unpack how that resolution makes sense on the day-to-day basis. Did you know that all throughout the Bible, people are called by God to follow him on a daily basis? Oh man, that goes all the way back to the first man and woman ever created with Adam and Eve. God called them to live in the garden with him, having relationship and fellowship with him on a daily basis. That happened with Moses. God called Moses out of Midian where he was living as just some random shepherd. And God said, no, you got to go to Egypt. And guess what? For the next 40 years, you're going to be following me every single day. He did the same thing with David when he called him out of once again, fields as a shepherd, and he said, you know what? You're going to go kill this giant, and then you're going to lead my people, and you're going to have to follow me every single day. If you want to learn more about what it means to follow God, read the Bible, because it's full of stories, full of men and women that learned to make a daily resolution to follow God. Not an annual one, not a monthly one, but a daily one. I want to read with you a story of a man who made a firm decision to follow God for the rest of his life, every single day of his life. Let's jump all the way back to Genesis, the first book in the Bible. We're going to go to Genesis 12 together. We're going to be starting out in verse 1, and we're going to learn a little bit about the story of a guy named Abram. Now, you might know him as Abraham, because God would change his name to Abraham later on in their story together. But this is just the introduction to Abram, and at this point in time, his name is Abram. He hasn't gotten the Ham added on yet. But let's check this out together in verse 1 of chapter 12. It says this, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" So God is telling Abraham, you got to go into this brand new country, go on this mission that you've never done before. And if you do this, I am going to bless you beyond belief. Now check out Abram's response right here. It says this, "So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Lot was his nephew. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran, his hometown. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had, and all the people they had acquired in Haran, all their servants and employees. They took everybody, and they left town, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there sometime later. When Abram was called by God to follow God, he had a decision to make, and that decision came about in three different steps. But it was a big decision. Abram had a very, very large decision to make. It was, should I follow God, or should I keep on doing what I'm doing? And Abram was not a young man, 75 years old. He had been living his way for quite a long time. He understood what it meant to be comfortable in his own home, and he was a wealthy man. He had a lot of property. He had a lot of servants. He had a lot of money. So he was doing very well at just living his own life. But as we see here in Genesis 12, God called Abraham away from his normal life. And Abraham had a very big decision to make. And the way that he made that decision is he took value of three very specific steps when it comes to following God. The first thing he did was he had to decide whether or not to leave behind his old life. That was the first thing that Abram did. When God called him to leave Haran, his hometown, to move to a land far away, to take his wife and his family and everything that he owned, he had a very big decision that was, should I give up everything and leave my old life behind? The next step that Abram had to make in order to make this big resolution, this big decision, he had to form a group to go with him. Abram knew that this journey was going to be too big for one man to make. Abram knew that if he was going to follow after God, he was going to need support and accountability and help. So I love that when God calls Abram, he responds by talking to his nephew Lot, by reaching out and talking to his wife Sarai, by getting his servants and his employees all together and saying, hey, we're going to go make this move as one. Too often, people make a New Year's resolution, and it doesn't work out. Usually the reason why it doesn't work out is because there's no accountability. There's no support. There's no community behind the decision. Man, we are so weak when we are alone. But we are so strong when we are living in community. That's one thing I love so much about the church. The church is a community, and just like how Abram needed a group of people to go out with him, the church exists to help one another live for God, live that spiritual resolution on a daily basis. Have you ever played that game, Red Rover, Red Rover? Man, I remember that game back when I was a grade school kid. We'd always play it in the summertime at camp. Somebody would always walk away with a bruise. Somebody would always walk away with a headache because they got stiff-armed or they got clotheslined, but it's a really simple game. You have two teams on either side of a field. They're holding hands together, and their goal is to send another player from the opposite team over as fast as they can, and that player needs to race as hard as they can because what they're trying to do is break the link of held hands on the other team. But if the team that calls over whatever individual can hold strong and they don't break their hands, they don't let go, then they've won over another member. I love that game because it's a great representation of the strength of a team. Nobody can stand up to somebody, some stampede coming at them if they're standing by themselves. But we can stand up to all the conflicts in life, to people chasing after us, to enemies, to problems that we struggle with. We can stand up to all those things if we do it in community together. When Abram had a decision to follow God or to stay in his old life, he had to make that decision with a group of people around him. That was step number two. And then step number three, and this might be the most important one, he gave everything that he had to follow God. Everything. Not some things, not most things. He gave everything that he had. It says this at the end of verse 5, all the possessions they had accumulated and all the people that were with them, they left and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. He took everything that he had to follow God. I think for a lot of us, we really struggle to give up everything that we have for God. We love to hold on to things. We love to say, God, I'm going to follow you with everything I've got except for my job. Or God, I'm going to follow you with everything that I've got except for my hobbies. God, I'm going to follow you with everything I've got except for my money. That's not what it teaches. When Jesus says in Luke 9:23, as we just read, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and kill off their old self and follow me, he's talking about everything, not just some things. When Abraham made a decision to follow God, he had to give it everything he had. And that made such a difference. You see, when Abram decided to follow God, something amazing happened. Yeah, we just talked about the three steps that it took him to make that firm decision, that resolution. And those were huge steps. Those are life-changing steps. But something amazing happened when Abram committed to following God. It's in verse 7, just a couple verses away. It says this, because Abram acted, you guys don't want to miss out on this, God met him in Canaan. It says, then the Lord appeared to him. When we act on the call to follow God, he meets us. And that is the greatest gift, the greatest prize that we could ever have. When we follow Jesus, he meets up with us. That is the greatest prize that you could ever experience on earth. That's exactly what 1 Timothy 4:8 is talking about. Godliness is everything. It has value in this life and the life to come. Having a relationship with God is everything. It has value in this life and the life to come. When Abram gave up everything he had, when he formed a group of people to go to a place he had never been before, and when he left his old life behind, he met God. Does it get any better than that? It can't. In Jeremiah 29:13, God says this, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your entire heart. When Abram decided to follow God, he had to do it with his entire heart. He had to be all in to find God. And you know what? When he did that, when he gave everything he had, God met him in the land he called him to. That's the point. When we follow God, he meets us. When we seek after God with our entire heart, we find him. When we follow him to places unknown or to do things that we don't want to do things we feel called to do but we're uncomfortable about, he meets us on that journey. That is the whole point of our existence, is to meet with God. That's why he created you. That's why he created me, is so that we could have a relationship with him. A relationship that starts now and lasts through eternity. That is why today of all days, on January 3rd, as we start out a brand new year, I am asking you to make a resolution, a spiritual resolution to follow God. And I'm asking you to make that resolution not just on a monthly basis or an annual basis, to make it on a daily basis, because if we can follow God from this day forward, He will meet us. That is the best news I could ever share with you. But maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, well, meeting God, that's great. But how is that going to pay my bills? Is that going to really change my life? And I get that. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, this stuff wouldn't make sense. A lot of people in my life, a lot of people in history, a lot of people in the Bible can tell you that their lives dramatically changed, they were transformed after they met God. But there's no way to really experience that unless you've done it yourself. I'm reminded of a man in the New Testament who had wealth, he had status, he was respected all throughout his community. He was going places. He was a young man. He had a big future ahead of him, and he was very ambitious, and he was going to reach his goals. But then sure enough, on a random road going to another town, Jesus met this man. And he called him out for living a life that was not in accordance with God's plans, living a life that was on a different path. And Jesus said to this man, turn around and follow me. And from that day forward, this guy turned around, and every single day he made a firm decision to follow Jesus. And he met God, and he had a relationship with God, and God lived with him, in him, and through him. And this is what that man had to say about his transformational life after Jesus. I'm talking about Paul, and Paul says this in Philippians 3, 7 and 8. I once thought that these things were valuable, all that wealth, the status, having a comfortable life, being a respected leader. He once thought all those things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing King Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. You hearing that? This is a man who had basically everything that we would all want. And when he found Jesus, when he met Jesus, he took all of those experiences, all that materialism, all the things that he could ever want, he added that up and he compared it to Jesus, and he says, this is garbage compared to Jesus. That is what it's like when you meet God. And he wants to meet you. So I'm going to call up the worship team. And we're going to think this morning about resolutions. And as we finish our time together, I want to encourage you to think specifically about one very important resolution for 2021. More than getting in shape, more than getting your finances in order, more than learning a new skill or going back to school for something else, more than getting a job or starting a new career, even though all those things are very good and very important, more than anything else, would you consider making a resolution to follow God? Making a resolution to follow God. Let's listen to the song and think about that question.